Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW Sitka. I'm Erin, and joining me in the studio this morning, I've got a lovely full studio. I have Katie Niedermeyer and Johnny Elliott, coaches for Boys Run, Itwu Klatsin, and some of the runners themselves, Garrett and Caden. Thank you all for coming in this morning to talk about the upcoming 5K.
Thank you, Erin.
So this is, the 5K is the culmination of this whole season of, well, as the name suggests, boys running. But I know it's a little bit more than just boys getting out and stretching their legs. As for someone who hasn't heard of Boys Run, Itwu Klatsin, what is this program? It's more than just running.
Yeah, thank you. Boys Run, Itwu Klatsin is an after-school running program for boys ages third grade through fifth grade. And it's a program that instills healthy relationships and lifestyle skills through running. So we use running as our vehicle to talk about healthy relationships and lifestyle skills. So we do lots of fun activities and games. And our season ends with our 5K, which is coming up this Saturday.
Awesome. And the 5K is it just for the boys to run, or is this going to be a fun run?
Yeah, this will be a larger community run, and part of the narrative arc of the season is that the boys really get to start by learning a lot of skills about themselves, and then they get to become more and more of a team throughout the season. The teams are unified by the common goal of everyone finishing the 5K at the end of the season. So they've been practicing a lot of values like holding each other up. That they start by practicing with each other and then extend to the community. They both did a community service project to end their season. These guys here made some beautiful holiday cards for folks at the Pioneer Home. And now this is a chance for us as a community to come support them in the goal that they've been working hard for this entire fall, and to show up and cheer them on and hold them up as they run the 5K.
Yeah, 5K isn't easy. That's not something you can usually just... Well, at least I certainly couldn't just show up and run it. I would need some training on it, too. So when is this 5K taking place? It's this Saturday, but where can folks show up with enthusiasm, if not their running shoes?
Definitely. The 5K will take place at Centennial Hall in Room 6. It will begin at 10 a.m., so come out for the 5K. Our theme this year is Summer in December.
Nice.
So come and bring your summer themes, all of your colors, and... Yeah, enjoy. Feel free to come join us to run and or to cheer on all of our boys as they strengthen their spirit, just like the name of our program, Boys Run, Itwu Klatsin.
Excellent. So, Caden and Garrett, I combined your names for a second there. So you guys, I mean, you're the stars of the show. You have been runners before. Caden, I'll start with you. How many years have you been doing Boys Run? You're kind of a veteran.
I've been doing Boys Run this is my second year doing Boys Run. I did it in the past, but I was trying to do it the last year, like at second grade when it was available at the time, but COVID just messed that up. So I but we were able to make it through a little bit, but third grade, it just couldn't go.
Yeah, that a lot of things kind of... We tried to make it happen, but not quite. But you had enough fun that first year that now you're back again for fourth grade. So what was it about Boys Run that brought you back again for another year?
The reason why I brought it back is because on the first year, it was so much fun that I was able to run a lot. And also we get to practice some skills for our bodies.
Mm-hmm. And Garrett, this is your first year in Boys Run. What was it that you heard about Boys Run that made you want to join?
Well, I wanted to try it out because what made me want to try Boys on the Run is that I wanted to get some exercise and it sounded really fun, so I decided to sign up for it.
So more fun than just going outside and just running by yourself. This is something that you get to do with other people. So what is your favorite part about Boys Run?
My favorite part about Boys on the Run is probably getting exercise and playing games and getting to get along with new friends.
That's awesome. So you get to meet new people. I have for boys who might have heard of the program before and they're like, I don't know. It's people I don't, maybe their friends aren't in it, and they're kind of nervous about, do I want to try something new? Because sometimes it's a little scary to try something you've never done before. What would you say to those boys to encourage them that this is something worth trying? Garrett, why don't we start with you?
I would probably say that you can get exercise and you can make new friends and you can have fun with playing games and playing with your friends.
Awesome. Caden, do you have any words of advice or wisdom for folks who want to try?
I would give them advice because it's just like Garrett said, it's very cooperative. You can meet new friends, you can have lots of positivity, and also you could have lots of fun and play games with your new friends that you could meet at Boys Run.
You guys are pretty good advocates for the program, and Katie and Johnny were saying before we went on air that you guys are kind of known as like the hype men for the team. You're the ones who seem to be always the most excited and getting people pumped. How do you stay so positive?
How I stay positive is like every single day at school when there's something bad going on, I just think of Boys Run, and it's very fun because you might get to play games and have lots of fun with your friends at Boys Run.
Garrett, do you have anything to add to that?
No, I was going to say the same as Caden. Mm-hmm. It always makes my day because when there's always some rough stuff happening in my class, I always excited to go to Boys on the Run because I get to play with my friends and play different games that I haven't done before, and I'm always getting cheered up when I think of Boys on the Run.
Excellent. So it's twice a week, and you know, at least those two afternoons of the week, those are bright spots in your week. And it's important to be able to remind your friends of that too. Being hype men, very important job. I'm glad you guys have taken that responsibility. It sounds pretty darn important. So for this season for Boys Run, this is the culmination of it. What is the season for Boys Run? So if there's families out there who'd like to get involved, you know, when would they be able to start in again?
Yeah, we will do another season of Boys Run again next year. So the season lasts for 10 weeks and 20 lessons, and that will continue again the following year. So Next fall, look out again for Boys Run.
Awesome. And it's boys, you said, from second grade to?
From third grade to fifth grade.
Third grade to fifth grade. Awesome. Yes. So lots of boys having the opportunity to get out and run. And, I mean, if they need any advice, they can talk to Garrett and Caden. These guys are pros, and they know how fun it is. So, once again, the 5K, the culmination of this whole season, happening this Saturday, starting at Harrigan Centennial Hall, 10 a.m. This is a fun run to help support the awesome work these boys have been doing for the last few weeks, and for those wanting to throw some sneakers on themselves. And what was the theme one more time, if people want to get a little silly with it?
The theme is Summer in December.
Excellent. Well, it sounds like an amazing time. You guys, good luck. I mean, I don't think you need it. You've had a lot of hard work put in for the 5K. How are you feeling about it? Are you more excited or more nervous?
Probably more excited for the 5K.
Awesome. Caden, how you feeling?
I feel I feel this energeticness in my mind about the 5K because, you know, you just get to go outside.
Yeah. Let's go outside, get to run and show off all the skills that you've, you know, all that strength you found inside throughout the whole season. Show it off to the community. Well, excellent. You guys are going to do great on that 5K, and we'll have a great cheering section from this community of Sitka to show them that all the love and support that they've been showing back to us. Well, thank you, Kate Niedermeyer, Johnny Elliott, and Garrett and Caden. Thank you so much for coming in this morning for Boys Run E2 Kletzin.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you, Aaron.
It's a pleasure.